A local study done by Nipissing Parry Sound Student Transportation Services shows that motorists continue to ignore flashing light on stopped school buses. Over a 41-day period this May and June, school bus drivers were asked to submit data on the illegal passing of school buses. A total of 121 violations were reported on 52 out of the 330 routes in the Nipissing and Parry Sound districts. The data is indicative of approximately 552 incidents per school year, or 2.95 per school day. Analysis of the data identified key areas in which mitigating strategies, public education, awareness and enforcement can help reduce almost half of the reported incidents, says Chuck Seguin, executive director. These problem areas are Lakeshore Drive, Fisher Street, Airport Road, Trout Lake Road, and McEwen Avenue in North Bay, along with Lake Joseph Road in Seguin Township, and Bowes, Gibson and Church Streets in Parry Sound. As a result of the study, the NPSSTS has made changes including moving bus stops to safer locations, working with municipal and provincial road officials in reviewing roadway and sightline issues. It may warrant warning signs and enhancing public education and awareness around this issue. The data also revealed, 63% of incidents occurred during the afternoon, 89% of violations occurred when meeting the bus, 31% occurred on four-lane roadways with a speed limit of 50 km per hour, 30% on two-lane roadways with a speed limit of 50 km per hour. Data has been shared with police in North Bay and Parry Sound OPP to help in the deployment of their resources and enhance their targeted enforcement efforts. Adds Seguin. The recent announcement regarding the new amber light warning system on school buses was also part of the overall strategy. See. Let's Remember Adam campaign pushing for stop arm safety systems. Drivers are reminded that school buses will be rolling out in full force as students return to school on Tuesday, September 6. There have been some major changes to school buses in Ontario this year. All school buses in Ontario must be equipped with the new 8-lamp amber red warning system, which means there is a new set of amber flashing lights at the top front and back of the school bus. Prepare to stop when you see the amber lights. Ensure you are stopped when the red lights are flashing and the stop arm is actuated. Do not pass the school bus until after it begins to move.